Psilocybin compared favorably with a traditional antidepressant for treating moderate to severe depression, a recent study found. Matthew Johnson, a psychedelics researcher at Johns Hopkins, says an entirely different clinical approach will be required to use psilocybin routinely for depression.
That's really for two reasons. The environment and the guide, the preparation, the monitoring are all important, not only to maximize the efficacy, in other words, to really help people get better and to create a positive experience, but also for safety, because people can, and occasionally do, you know, when they're doing these things on their own, have an anxiety and a panic reaction, which is well managed in a clinical setting, but that can become harmful when someone is left on their own.
Johnson urges people with depression that doesn't seem to be responding to traditional medicines not to simply try psilocybin or another psychedelic drug on their own. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.